Hi, this is Angela Page, and it's time for Folk Plus. Stay tuned and catch today's theme. Welcome, music lovers. When I say that, I think of Eric Franson. He used to say that at the Speakeasy Club on McDougal Street that a bunch of us had run in the 80s. Today on the show, I'm going to play new stuff, and it reminds me of older stuff, and that's how we're going to proceed. I got a release from a guy who said he's always wanted to write songs, so he put out a really long CD, and he's really a physician. And I thought, you know, there's quite a lot of artists that are also physicians. So the beginning of the show will be artists with doctorates in the medical field. And then we're going to take it from there. Thanks for taking this musical journey with me today on Folk Plus.
In the cool hour of the evening, the garden golden breathing, my lover at my hand, two virgins in the land, and angels on the wing, descending as they sing. Raphael, oh Raphael, oh how it made you warm to see my lover's form. Who'd think a human touch could make an angel blush, and you'd leave grudgingly as if you envied me. Raphael, oh Raphael, oh you lingered just to talk for hours as we'd walk, your feet burned on the hills, you never had your fill. Was it you who brought us fire on your wings of desire? Raphael, oh Raphael, oh Raphael, oh Raphael. Vision would not hold. Heaven closed its doors. We never see you anymore. And our voices fill the air like a table or a chair. Raphael, oh Raphael. But I swear there's still an ember of paradise remembered. A certain shade of blue, the nakedness we knew. And I wonder if you keep the feel of grass beneath your feet when you seraphim embrace. Now does the blood rise in your face? Raphael, oh Raphael, oh Raphael, oh
I know this town from end to end, bitter end. Every building, every floor. Walking with my guitar down these halls, dirty halls. And I knocked on every door. With my songs and poems and stories in my heart. All I need is just a little star. Then I'm gonna tear this town apart. All I want is a minute of your time. On the floor beneath the window of my room, midget room, the ants don't have a care. No different than the losers just outside. So outside, knowing not at what they stare. A million sobbing strangers in the street, with your faces etched in patterns of defeat. I would lay my beauty treasures at your feet, if you'd just give me a minute of your time. All I want is a minute of your time. Suddenly it's clear in my mind, brilliant mind, and my world is cloaked in white. Slipping down the corridors of time, I've no time. But then again I might. Have chained the greatest poet of the age in the padded dampness of a little cage. You won't even look at a page, and you won't give me a minute of your time. All I want is a minute of your time. All I wanted was a minute of your time.
Lucky I got a comfortable chair. I've been sitting here for years and years. Seen every Star Wars movie there is. Knit 30 sweaters and 100 blankets. My best friend's wedding in Caroline. Probably alright, but I have my doubts. Sooner or later we'll all find out. I don't wanna waste time wondering how I'm gonna fall. Here I am, despite myself, just waiting on a call. I keep on waiting. Started up a few years ago, sitting at my neighbor's funeral, thinking no way she was ready to get her call. Started worrying when they would come for me, figured I better be good and ready. I cleaned my house, got affairs in order, now I'm just sitting here waiting for it.
Just waiting on a call. I don't wanna waste time My friend was an angel. My friend was a rake. A wild and honest open heart, haunted by mistakes. But he could tell a story in clear and crooked lines that felt so true to life itself, make it sing and make it rhyme. The oven grabs a glory, tragic falls from grace. A soul that tastes the natural might find a peaceful place. Our hearts are thorns and roses. You can't ever know if it's the first step of a journey or the last adieu. He loved Maria's restaurant. She gets a mole right. Maria went and found him, nursed him back to life. Her mind had turned to worry. He hadn't shown for weeks. She found him sick and helpless, tangled in his sheets. The last time I saw him, we stood in tears that day. Just inside his front door, locked in warm embrace. The oven grabs a glory, tragic falls from grace. A soul that tastes the natural might find a peaceful place. Our hearts are thorns and roses, and you can't ever know if it's the first step of a journey or the last adieu. Stream beds and the beaches weathered from the stone. Faded footsteps scattered, silent neath the ground, traced by sun and shadow. One day they just might be found. Songs go on forever, vanish in the bend the trees and shake the leaves when they come back again. The oven grabs a glory, tragic falls from grace. A soul that tastes the natural might find a peaceful place. The attic of an old house, childhood toys and ghosts. Letters held on dusty shelves till the last adios. The loves we hold most dearly may our hearts always hold. From the first step of the journey to the last adios. From the first step of the journey to the last adios.
Last days of summer are coming on fast. Was hoping August wouldn't end, but never laughs. She's filling boxes with blankets, books, and clothes. No longer a child, unafraid, ready to go. It's been 18 years since we fixed up that empty room. Hell, yellow walls, pretty white crib, she'd be lying there soon. Then a bigger bed, games of pretending, books and friends. Come September, gonna be empty again. After 18 years, how can it be just 1 week more to carry those boxes to her new room on the 7th floor, across from the park where she played pretend and climbed and dreamed, where she flew high on the swings. Now she's gonna fly on her own wings, no longer pretending brand new dreams. I remember the day I told my mom I wanna sing. She said, don't be a fool for a little girl dream. So I packed my things, looked back once, never did again. Afraid and defiant, was just 18 then. And I know she'll come back, but never always again. It's just as it should be and how it's ever been. But I'll miss that girl in her room, safe and mine. Life is a circle strewn with goodbyes. After 18 years, how can it be just 1 week more till we carry those boxes to her new room on the 7th floor, across from the park where she played pretend and climbed and dreamed, where she flew high on the swings. Now she's gonna fly on her own wings, no longer pretending with her very own dreams. Just down the street and a million miles away. Hope her bed is soft enough, hope at night she's not afraid. Hope her friends will be caring and kind. She's gonna make her choices just as I made mine. Last days of summer are coming on fast. Was hoping August wouldn't end, but it never lasts. Come September, we'll be two, no longer three. Back where we started, back around that circle, darling, you and me.
Locked in timeless snow, and the wide crimson deserts where the muddy rivers flow, it's sad, but the telling takes me home. Come along with me to some places that I've been, where the people all look back and they still remember when. And the quicksilver legends like sunlight turn and bend. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. Walk along some wagon road, down the iron rails, past the rusty Cadillacs that mark the Boomtown Trail, where dreamers never win and doers never fail. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. I'll sing of my amigos come from down below, whisper in their loving tongue the songs of Mexico. They work their stolen Eden lost so long ago. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. I'll tell you all some lies just made up for fun, and the loudest, meanest brag, it can be the fastest gun. I'll show you all some graves that tell where the West was won. Sad, but the telling takes me home. I'll sing about an emptiness the East has never known, where coyotes don't pay taxes and a man can live alone. And you gotta walk forever just to find a telephone. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. So let me sing to you all those songs I know, of the wild, windy places locked in timeless snow, and the wide crimson deserts where the muddy rivers flow. It's sad, but the telling takes me home. It takes me home.
Ed Trickett there, doing a Utah Phillips cut, The Telling Takes Me Home. Ed Trickett got his PhD in psychology from Ohio State University. He did postdoctorate work at Stanford, and he taught at Yale. I'm playing artists that are also PhD holders this hour, well, the beginning of this hour on the show. Also a doctor of psychology, a therapist, Lucy Kaplansky. She thought she'd leave music and go do that, but then she went back to music. We heard her do Last Days of Summer, title cut from that release. Ben Bullington was a physician from White Sulphur, Montana. He has passed away, but you heard him doing The Last Adios. And Susie Brown, I believe she works in the field of cancer as a physician, Waiting on the Call. We heard Marty Cooper from American Portraits doing The View from Ward 3, and Hugh Blumenfeld, who has multiple PhDs, including being a doctor in Connecticut. We heard him from Mozart's Money doing Raphael. And maybe you didn't know, from the band Queen, Brian May, lead guitarist from Queen, has a PhD in astrophysics. And
I want to ride my bicycle.
This song in the background was inspired by the 1978 Tour de France. Gonna have to fix something with my peas on my microphone for the rest of the show. So Aldo from Jambalaya's show was just here. He's like, didn't David Bromberg have a PhD? But we looked it up and he dropped out of Columbia's musicology PhD program to continue playing music in Greenwich Village. So there you have it. Then, of course, my husband chimed in, isn't Doc Watson, doesn't he have a PhD? He has honorary PhDs, but not one he gained himself. Okay, leaving the PhD artists. Up next, I'm going to play back-to-back songs about speaking for yourself and not doing things in other people's name. We're going to hear Key West doing Speak for Yourself and John McCutcheon doing Not in My Name.
Speak for yourself. came round. Politicians at the door say vote for me. I was over at the neighbor's house. We were watching on the 90s TV. Left says right is wrong, and the right says left is weak. We should be strong. What's going on? All the rich men make their money upon the broken backs of working class, and we're just the staff. 'Cause you catch more flies with honey, and the best thieves in the world don't need a mask, and they don't ask. So don't you speak for me, don't put words in my mouth. Don't you ever preach, 'cause we can see what you're about. We can see the guns and all the bombs and all the reasons that you wage your righteous wars. You have been warned, you don't speak for me. I'm a cog inside a big machine, kept busy by the things that we consume. We traded all the kings and queens for CEOs in pinstripe suits. But as long as left hates right, they can sell us what they like, and we will pay the price, 'cause they like us blind. So don't you speak for me, don't put words in my mouth. Don't you ever preach, 'cause we can see what you're about. Men hate each other, so they send their young men off to die at war. But what's it for? Do we need more grieving mothers of kids who never get to fall in love? Enough's enough. So don't you speak for me, don't put words in my mouth. Don't you ever preach, 'cause we can see. Oh, we can see the guns and all the bombs and all the reasons that you wage your righteous wars. You have been warned, you don't speak for me.
Speak for yourself.
'Cause you don't speak for me.
Speak for yourself.
No, you don't speak for me.
Speak for yourself.
'Cause you don't speak. Speak for me.
See the plane in the distance. See the flame in the sky. See the young ones running for cover. The old ones wondering why. They tell us that the world is a dangerous place. We live in a terrible time. But in Hiroshima, New York, or in Baghdad, it's the innocent who die for the crime. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Witnesses watch through the window, their hearts locked in horror and pain, at the man lying strapped to a gurney, as the poison has pumped through his veins. And I'm wondering, who are the prisoners? Who holds the lock and the key? Who has the power over life, over death? When will we finally be free? Not in my name. Not in my.
watched all your holy wars, your jihads, your crusades. I have been used as inspiration, I've been used as an excuse for the murder and the misery you made. I thought I made it clear in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Koran. What is it in my teaching about loving your enemies that you people don't understand? Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. Not in my name. No, no, not in my name. 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 Not in my name.
Boy is 16, not quite a man, an entire future in front of him. Lived in a room right down the hall. I was 11, his name was Paul. A boy is 16, a mouth that roared. Good Catholic boy, he swore and swore. Smart as a whip, a nerd, a brainiac. On the hockey rink, a maniac. A boy of 16, in a Ford Mustang. No seatbelts on that icy terrain. Out he flew, hit his hip. Dad held him, pronounced dead. Who's at fault? Who's to blame? For the 70 years that never came. Never mind what was done or who we are. Forgiveness only gets you so far. A boy of 16 had to ride with friends, 'cause older sister won the family car that weekend. She carried that weight for 20 odd years. A million gallons of unwept tears. Boy of 16, didn't know him that well. Mostly what my brothers and sisters would tell. There was life before and life after. A dividing line between sorrow and laughter. Who's at fault? Who's to blame? For the 70 years that never came. Never mind what was done or who we are. Forgiveness only gets you so far. Asking why? There's no good answer. Would it be easy? earth if it were cancer. In my story, the rest remain nameless, so the rest of us can remain blameless. The soul of 16, where did he go? Can he hear us? I'd like to think so. As I sit on his grave, stare into the stone, would he still be here if he had stayed at home? Who's at fault? Who's to blame for the 70 years that never came? Never mind what was done or who we are. Forgiveness only gets you so far. Forgiveness only gets you so far.
Johnny Mac lived near Maple Creek. He was long and lean and tough, level head and a steady hand, and a wizard with a puck. And once across the blue line, oh, he never let you down. You could tell by the look in his cold black eyes, that boy was glory bound. Hometown to its feet with a goal in overtime. The scouts had pegged him, sure enough, it was just a matter of time. If there was any justice in this world, he'd be picked in the second round. Cause he had the goods, there was no denying that boy was. Afternoon before a game, I stopped by Johnny's place with my father's car and a feeling in my heart that night we'd take first place. There was something that he'd left behind, he'd fetch it back in town. Never dreamt it at the time that fate would strike him down. Oh, if on the mountains when it show, he found him in a ditch between here and Shaunavon. Roof caved in and it's 50 below. Sirens wail and the blizzard blows. Ah! Young, but I grew old, and since that time I've come to think, when I see his name engraved on trophies or his picture in a case in the kinsman's rink, somehow slipped the bonds of time, he's gained himself renown. And I've started on that slow slide back, but he's forever glory bound. Yeah, I've started on that slow slide back, but he's forever glory bound. Ah.
So you heard Mike Ward there, a song back, doing a song called Paul. He's a lot of moving songs on his new release, which is called The Time That Remains. I paired that up with James Keelahan's Glory Bound from his terrific release, My Skies. Two ice hockey stars in car accidents. Up next are two artists singing about towns affected by the industry that employs people there. We're going to hear Helene Cronin and Paul Sachs.
Way outside this little Tennessee town, just past the Georgia line, you can see the scar where they dug the heart out of the mountainside. Judgment fell with the acid rain, killed everything in sight when the miners came. Now there's a trail of tears leading out of this place. Trees are bare and the land is wasted. Can't hear the song of the whippoorwill. Most of my kin buried up in that ground. Don't live long if you don't get out. Look what they've done to Copper Hill. The risk was high, but the pay was good. A man could make 10 more a week. While the children played on the slag and clay, the daddy worked underneath. No, the mind don't care if another one dies, just the fatherless and the widow wives. And there's a trail of tears leading out of this place. Trees are bare and the land is wasted. Can't hear the song of the my kin buried up in that ground. You don't live long if you don't get out. Look what they've done to Copper Hill. Look what they've done to Copper Hill. Look what they've done. Once in a while I drive back there to remember. They say maybe someday the trout will come back to the river. There's a trail of tears leading out of this place. Trees are bare and the land is wasted. Can't hear the song of the whippoorwill. Oh, no. And most of my kin buried up in that ground. You don't live long if you don't. Little Tennessee town, just past the Georgia line. You can see the scar where they dug the heart out of the mountainside.
Down by the shore, where a black wind blows, beneath the blue sky and a flock of crows. There's a place that exists that was so beautiful it held Eden's kiss, with the bluest sea, the biggest fish. Now it's not there anymore. Let's go down, let's go down to a place now known as Oil Town. In the land of plenty we all are bound, to a place known as Oil Town. The ocean so thick as if it's been tarred. And those who are left say life's become hard. Ever since the company drilled thousands of miles below the sea, where the fishermen used to be, as the earth bled into itself. Let's go down to a place now known as Oil Town, in the land of plenty we all are bound, to a place known as Oil Town. Some tried to save the coast before the crude washed up on the shore. Everyone tried to lend a hand as it poisoned the waves throughout the land. Somewhere father and son are going fishing now, but they see a sign that says it's not allowed. In a land that's been condemned because of the will and greed of men, once it's gone, I tell you, my friend, the price will have been paid. Let's go down to a place now known as Oil Town, and we'll tell them all just what was around.
No smoke from that old smokestack, there would be no bread upon the table. We owed our lives to Sydney Steel, but these dark days, you know, it feels like it's time to pay that debt. Oh, if I was able, I would take a Enoch hammer, and I'd smash that steel plant down. I would leave it just as broken as it has left this town. I'd take those smug mainland owners, make them take a good long look at the orange water running down through Coke-oven Brook. The orange water running down through Coke-oven Brook. Arsenic and mercury, that's the company's legacy. Benzopyrene, copper, and lead. It's up above and it's underneath, and all along Frederick Street. They say if you're not sick, it's 'cause you're already dead. If I could take up Enoch's hammer, I would smash that steel plant down. I would leave it just as broken as it has left this town. I'd take those smug mainland owners, make them take a good long look at the orange water running down through Coke-oven Brook. orange water running down through coal-covered road. That toxic tar filled with PCBs, God, we used to chew it to whiten our teeth. Now most of us have been taken with the cancer. We figured working here, that's the way things go. It'll kill you fast or it'll kill you slow. Ask no questions, get no answers. If I could take up Enoch's hammer, I would smash that steel plant down. I would leave it just as broken as it has left this town. And take those smug mainland owners, make them take a good long look at the orange water running down through coal-covered brook. At the orange water running down through coal-covered brook.
I love that song, Coal-covered Brook. It's by James Gordon. He's from Guelph, Ontario, and he is coming to a house concert October 10th. Incredible musician and writer. More on that in coming weeks. I'm going to end with the Neils with a timely song.
This is the truth of who I am. And it's taken me my whole celebrate. I won't go back. You can give me a number, slap on a label, tell me I won't be welcome at your table, but I won't bow down to the tyrants anymore. I know what to do. I've been here before. There isn't a lightning bolt to set things right, to bring
the Neils, two sisters. Very timely song there from their release, Arise. If you're listening on WJFF, up next is Wagon Load of Monkeys with Graham Rice, Songs from the UK. I'll be here next week, same time. Hope you enjoyed taking this musical journey with me. This has been Folk Plus, and I'm Angela Page.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors. Celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail. Morgan-outdoors.com.
In a crowded media landscape, public radio brings you something different.
Amafuri is a traditional Japanese folk song. It's about a child that is caught in the rain.
Human stories and epic tales.
The water was very cold. There were constant waves. And the wind blew for 10 days.
Help keep NPR and this station one of a kind by making your gift today. Thanks.
Make your donation at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.